It's December, the time of the year where we think and talk and hear about nutcrackers more than any other time on the calendar. But the word nutcracker exists beyond the toy soldiers made famous in the holiday ballet. They've been used for centuries to, well, crack nuts. And the largest display of these devices in the U.S. is housed in a museum in Washington State. NPR's Vanessa Romo takes us inside.
Tucked into the Bavarian-esque town of Leavenworth, Washington, is a two-story jewel of whimsy and obsession. It's the Leavenworth Nutcracker Museum, which houses more than 9,000 handcrafted nutcrackers. And presiding over it all is
Arlene Wagner, and I am the curator of the museum, and I'm called the Nutcracker Lady.
Wagner is 4 feet 10 inches tall. She's got a halo of white hair. She wears her signature pearl necklace over a blue German dirndl dress. And yesterday, she celebrated her 101st birthday. She's an enthusiastic font of information on all things nutcrackers.
Nutcrackers are important because the nuts ripen in the fall. And so fall is when grandma starts making pies for Christmas and they need nuts shelled.
She's eager to show me around.
Come on over here and we'll start here.
Inside, the museum is lined with floor-to-ceiling display cases, from 6 feet tall to mere inches, new and old. There are nutcrackers from 50 countries spanning centuries.
Well, first of all, there are several different kinds of nutcrackers. There's the lever, which has two handles, which can open the nut. There's the screw, which is done by a screw mechanism.
Wagner began the collection unintentionally in 1976. She was the director of a ballet company in Renton, Washington at the time, and was putting up a production of Pyotr Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker.
We were looking for the nutcracker for Clara to hold, and we found all of these big mouth, crunchy guys, and so we started collecting them.
What started out as a one-off acquisition snowballed into a legacy, she says. Soon, she began to collect them with her late husband, George Wagner.
We saw some, got introduced to the porcelain ones and the old metal ones. Oh my goodness, we were so taken.
They devoted all of their free time to finding new items. Wagner jokes that she's never had a real vacation.
I have always said that someday I'm going to go to Europe and I'm going to look at all the museums and things that you're supposed to look at instead of antique shows.
By 1995, they'd amassed a collection of 7,000, which became too unwieldy for any sort of home display, Wagner says. It was time to share it with the world.
That was the whole idea of starting the museum, was to let other people enjoy what we enjoy.
One of her favorites is a simple nutcracker from France made from boxwood. It depicts the bust of a man wearing what looks like a laurel wreath. Below the head is a date.
1554. It's the earliest dated nutcracker in the world.
These days, she works about 4 hours a day, and she's got a new nutcracker lady in training who's been by Wagner's side now for years. And she's still on the hunt for nutcrackers.
I might get a message today from somebody. I never know.
But there is one new item that's come in. A 10-inch hand-carved replica of the nutcracker lady herself. It was made by German artisans and sells for $150 in the gift shop. Cloud of white hair and pearl necklace included. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.